Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. I am Lauren Tenney, and this is the Talk with Tenney show. I want to thank you for tuning in. If you'd like to call in, I'll be on for a little while at area code 267-521-0167. Area code 267-521-0167. And if you need a toll-free line, the number to call is area code 855-346-3351. It's 855-346-3351. So as some of you know, I was not on last night, and I want to apologize to some of you who contacted me asking me why. And part of the reason why is because I passed out from exhaustion from driving to Missouri. And so I slept right through the show, which is, I guess, a telltale habit of Lauren Tenney's. Anyway, I did go to the Glore Psychiatric Museum today, and it was really amazing. There are some fabulous new exhibits there that really incorporate both art and some of the history of the undersides of psychiatry, and then try to also give voice to people who are experiencing these things. And so I will be talking more about the exhibits in general in the future, but I did want to just, note that, again, one of the predominant themes that I saw was the use of restraints. And there were, on my Facebook page, you can see I took a couple of pictures and put up of different, all of the different restraint cuffs that have been, that were part of the St. Joseph's institution and that were actually used in that institution. I also want to put out a question to people. If you could have an exhibit in a museum about either the experiences of people who were seeking out psychiatric assistance or being forced into it, or the liberation movement, or anything in between. If you could put together something for an exhibit in a museum, what do you think would be an important thing to have included in that exhibit? And so that is my question to all of you. I am the meeting with Sarah Wilson, the executive director of St. Joseph's Museum, was phenomenal. She is really, really interesting. A woman who's done a phenomenal amount of work. Oh, wow. I mean, in the last year, to see what it is she's done to that place, it was really quite amazing. And so, you know, we're actively talking about setting up some type of exhibit that would have something around releasing some of the information and the videos from Devoiced and something about the Opal and the Lunatics Liberation Movement of the 19th century and early 20th century, and then something about the history of this modern mental patients liberation movement and the human rights movement. And so we talked maybe Madness Network News and other things like that, but I'm very interested. I've got a whole idea, all of these ideas swirling in my head, and one of the important points about the museum or what's necessary for a museum is turning these very wordy conversations into something visual. And the test that she gave me is, if somebody was just skating through a museum, what would they see? And that's the kind of split-second attention that somebody needs, of what's going to draw somebody's attention in a split second. And so this is where I'm at right now. I'm trying to contemplate how would you even go about putting all of this into a visual exhibit. I think it's really exciting and hopeful. And if any of you have any suggestions or ideas about this, you can call me at 267-521-0167. That's area code 267-521-0167, or the 800 line, toll-free line if you need it, is area code 855-346-3351. And so, yeah, the trip to St. Joseph's Glore Psychiatric Museum really was well worth it. And my plan is to go back Saturday morning just to take a quick look around, and having had a little bit of time to think about it, then just go in on a pure, like, visual thing of how are these exhibits set up, and to start looking into that. So I think that that's great. I also want to remind people that on July 9th, we're going to be having a show on judicial accountability and the jury trial with Catherine Hine and Aubrey Ellen Shomo. And we really need to spend a lot of time thinking, and certainly as a society, holding people accountable for what judges and this court process really does to people, and under what level are people expected to function inside of this, and how, when somebody is asserting that you are quote-unquote mentally ill and unable to care for yourself in society without having some kind of external psychiatric force put on you, how is one supposed to sit and accept that and listen to that without causing themselves more problems? And then on the other side, what does the black robe effect do? What does the idea that a judge with authority can just simply saying something to somebody can then make somebody do something, even if they don't have the power of law behind them? Where can a judge, or how can a judge who has no medical training whatsoever be making medical decisions about somebody based on little medicine? Because let's not forget that psychiatry is largely fraudulent in how it positions itself to the external world. And then also Aubrey Ellen Shomo will be on talking about how the jury trial in Colorado came under attack, and some strategies that were used to try to, for the time being anyway, preserve it. This idea that many states don't even have a jury trial, or if they do, people aren't informed about it for psychiatric reasons, for, mental health court or whatever. But this idea that in a place where there is a jury trial, for it to be getting ruled out as a possibility, and when civil society isn't exposed to what's happening to us, it's very easy for them to think that what's happening to us is all fine and good and justifiable. And I think when people really are exposed to the processes in which this goes under, and the lack of any real solid evidence for anything, and like, well, why is this person delusional? Well, I asked them questions and they didn't really answer, or they said, I don't know. How is that considered evidence for, some kind of psychiatric grounds? It's not. And so, July 9th, from 9 to 11 p.m., will be the show on judicial accountability and the jury trial. And then July 11th and 12th in Utica, New York, a group of us will be at the Alliance's headquarters, the Mental Patients Liberation Alliance, in Utica. You can reach the Alliance at area code 800-654-7227 if you would like to contact them about getting involved. This year will be the 34th annual Bastille Day vigil and celebration. It will be held on the sidewalk in front of the New York State Office of Mental Health in Albany, New York, from July 13th, beginning at 6 p.m., and it will go through July 16th at 6 p.m. And we will sit vigil and hold vigil for 72 hours, because 72 hours is how long that they can detain, hold, assess, and treat somebody in determining whether or not they're going to be institutionalized. And this doesn't have anything to do with involuntary outpatient commitment. Anybody can be picked up based on anybody's word, and you know, assessed for 72 hours. You don't need a psychiatric history for this to apply to you. As a matter of fact, it's very common that people do not have a psychiatric history when this applies, when they get picked up on these ways, that this really applies to anybody and that everybody is at risk. And so we hold vigil on for 72 hours beginning on July 13th at 6 p.m. to break the silence about psychiatric oppression and celebrate the human spirit. And again, if you would like more information about that, you can call the Alliance at area code 800-654-7227. And then I also would like to remind people that July 24th through the 27th will be Mind Freedom International's 2014 Creative Revolution Conference, and that will be held at Wisdom House in Connecticut. And the keynote speakers include Robert Whitaker and Mary Ellen Copeland. And there are going to be different working group tracks on Hearing Voices Network, coming off of psychiatric drugs, Soteria House, Pure Run Respites, and something else that I'm blanking on right now. But it's going to all be really phenomenal activities in Connecticut at Mind Freedom. And then July 28th to the 31st is going to be Youth Power University in Albany, New York, where people will be staying at St. Rose College, and there are going to be two tracks that students would be able to take courses in, one in peer advocacy and the other in systems advocacy. And so this should be a really exciting event for people, I believe, ages 18 to, I think, 30 years of age. And so there's lots of exciting things going on. I did want to just check in and let everybody know what was happening. My phone, if you're trying to get in touch with me, is still broken. And so I will be hopefully getting that all settled once I get back to New York. And I will try to touch base tomorrow night again. And I hope that we will take it from there. And for now, I'm just going to say that I hope that you all have a great night, and I will talk to you soon. Thanks, everyone.